Today, with so much uncertainty in our lives, it's understandable to feel stressed, anxious, worried, or frustrated. It's normal. But it's easy to check your stress and get help for your mental health with free resources from CalHope. Make a game plan by calling our warm line at 833-317-4673 or try our secure and confidential live chat today at calhope.org. CalHope, proud partner of the San Jose Sharks.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of an exciting Game 1 of an 8-game homestand played at SAP Center at San Jose. Unfortunately for the Sharks, in front of a sellout crowd of 17,435 fans, it was entertaining, but unfortunately it was not a victory. Final score, the Islanders 4 and the San Jose Sharks 2, and here is how the game happened. The first period was absolutely dominated by the Sharks in the shots on goal department. 20 shots on goal, a season high for one single period, and the Islanders only had 8. And a big part of that first period was the goaltending of Ilya Sorokin, who made some saves like this. Goes down to Macklin behind the goal, who's playing like a man possessed. Into the slot, one-time chance, right in front for Gwenstrom. That's a big save by goaltender Sorokin. That was a big stop early in the first with about 9:49 left. And then right after that, just seconds later, on the power play, it would be a face-off play that would lead to a shot by former San Jose winger Anthony Duclair. Shots on the net for the Islanders. They score! Anthony Duclair on the right wing side with that forehand shot, getting it past Alexander Georgiev as the Islanders won the faceoff and tossed it around. But Duclair, the former Shark, and only their second shot on goal of the game, makes it 1-0 Islanders. And that was on the power play. The Islanders came into this game only 11.8% on the man advantage, last in the NHL. And believe it or not, they only had scored 6 goals in 68 attempts on the road on the man advantage. 8.8%. And yet, that play was a simple face-off win. A couple of passes. Holmstrom and Dobson got the assists. And Anthony Duclair, the former Shark, getting his 6th of the year at 10:43 on the power play. Then we had some great goaltending, too, on the other side of the ice. Bo Horvat of the Islanders came up with a big play here, but Alexander Georgiev was equal. And Duclair back out there, throwing it back to the point. Dobson cross ice. Here's Holmstrom moving in down low. In front, great save by Georgiev on a high-low high play to the middle. And a great shot by Bo Horvat. But there was Georgiev to make the save. So Georgiev was pretty equal to the task here. But in the final minute of play in the first period, it would be J.G. Pageau that would come up with a goal that the Sharks wish didn't go in. But the pass comes back to the point. Dobson walking into the right circle, shooting the puck, and he missed the net from the right side. He gets it back on the right point and moves in. Now Pageau shoots and scores! 38.4 seconds left in the first period, and the Islanders inexplicably have a 2-0 lead over the Sharks. J.G. Pageau getting credit for it, and he snapped that baby up top after a couple of Islander flurries. It's only the 7th shot on goal for the Islanders against 20 against, and the Islanders have a 2-0 lead. Can you believe it? Pageau's 12th even strength. That comes at 19:21 of the first period, assisted by Noah Dobson and Adam Pellick, and it was 2-0 Islanders. I think that that was the toughest goal to take right there.
Yeah, that was a backbreaker. That one was. Again, the Islanders didn't get much going in the first period, and then to have that play happen, the little pick on Barclay Goodrow up high that I thought the refs could have called, and that one hurt. That one, late in the first period, that was a backbreaker.
Barclay Goodrow actually stayed on the ice after the horn sounded at the end of one to talk to the referees about that pick that was not called, got an explanation, and then just got back into the fray. But the damage was done. It was 2-0 Islanders at the end of one, in spite of the fact that the Sharks outshot New York 20-8. Great goaltending by Sorokin, and he would be that well all throughout he would be that good all throughout the course of the game. Second period, though, the Sharks outshot by the Islanders 14-9. So that means the Sharks are going to outscore the Islanders, right? You got it. On the power play at 6 minutes and 27 seconds, Nikolai Kovalenko would get credit for a tip in front, but it was a great job by Klim Kostin in front of the net as well to cause some chaos. Now it's Costin sending it back. Here's a shot. Mukka Mudulin, score! Clean Costin's in the slot. He might have tipped that. It deflected right through the legs of Sorokin, and the Sharks finally solve the equation by getting on the board at 6:27, a power play goal, and it's 2-1. As it turned out, Kovalenko tipped it in a second layer just before Costin was in front of the goal. Kleem might have gotten that with his skate, but it just slipped by. And so it was a 2-1 game at that point. That would be as close as the Sharks would get. Time of that goal, 6:27. Kovalenko sixth from Shakir Mukhamadunin and Macklin Celebrini. And it was 2-1 at the end of the second period. But then early on, the Islanders would again get the momentum. And Anders Lee, side of the goal, would get control of it and give the Islanders what would be the game-winning play. Kovalenko on the rebound, off the faceoff, the Islanders score! What is that all about? Right off the faceoff, Anders Lee, the Islander captain, is going to get credit for this. That is a tough one for the Sharks to take here at 1:13 of the third period. Islanders 3, Sharks 1. And just a strange play. Pageot got it to Lee, and he pushed it through, right through Liljegren, and past Georgiev. Anders Lee gets his 24th of the year. Holmstrom and Pageot, the assists at 1:13. So a goal against late in the first period and a goal against early in the third. Those are tough to take.
Yeah, and that one, just execution on a faceoff. That's the one time that you should know exactly what you're doing. Shouldn't allow a shot on a broken play like that from that area, and it ends up in the back of the net.
So the Islanders had the worst power play in the National Hockey League, and they already had a power play goal early on, only their seventh power play goal overall on the road this season. There had not been one single game on the road this year in which they had scored more than one power play goal on the game. So that when they went on the man advantage early in the third, when Nikolai Kovalenko took a two-minute hooking penalty 2 minutes in, you had to think that the Sharks' penalty-killing unit was going to come up big. But it would be Adam Boqvist becoming the first Islander defenseman to get a power play goal this year, and it was the second road power play goal of the night for New York. Kept in there by Boqvist. Back now to D'Angelo. Through the seam. Pageot. Back Boqvist. Score! The Islanders are looking like the Montreal Canadiens of the 1970s on that play as Boqvist lets one rip. It's another power play goal for New York. Their second of the game. And it's 4-1. Goal number 4 on the season for Adam Boqvist. J.G. Pageot gets his third point of the night with an assist on that play. And Tony D'Angelo, acquired on the team midseason after some time in the KHL, came up with a second helper. Time of it, 3:51 of the third. 4-1, Islanders. The Sharks would push back, and they would continue to try to get a little bit closer. Marc-Edouard Vlasic would get a good opportunity with about 6.5 remaining in the game. Vlasic on the right to Smith, cross the line, shoots, tipped by Vlasic, right on goal, a great stick save by Sorokin, and the Islanders clear it out. Another big save by the Islander netminder against the veteran Marc-Edouard Vlasic. That would have been sweet for Marc-Edouard Vlasic to tip one into the net to get one against his old coach Patrick Roy, but it didn't happen because of great goaltending by Sorokin, who was brilliant all night. Then the Sharks got an opportunity with about 2 minutes and 15 seconds left in the third period. William Eklund looked like he had broken away all alone. Could be a break for Eklund moving in. He's hooked. He shoots. Save made by Sorokin. Are we going to get a penalty shot? No. It's going to be a 2-minute holding penalty, and Eklund wanted a penalty shot. He's looking at the referee somewhat disdainfully. I think the view from the broadcast booth, Scott Hannon, is there should have been a penalty shot on the play, but they didn't call it.
Yeah, I think they should call more penalty shots on plays like that.
Well, it came to an opportunity on the man advantage late, and the Sharks not only had the power play, but they pulled goaltender Georgiev for the extra attacker, and as it turned out, Will Smith would notch a beautiful goal. Smith, shoot, score! Celebrini gets it across the ice to Will Smith, and this guy can really rocket the puck. It goes up top for Smith, and it makes the score 4-2, and it's a power play goal, the second one the Sharks have had in this game. So San Jose ends up 2-for-4 on the power play, and so were the Islanders 2-for-4 on the man advantage. That goal for Will Smith was with an extra attacker on the ice, too. Will's 12th of the season, Macklin Celebrini and Alex Wenberg each had assists, and so that wound up the scoring with the game-ending 4-2 in favor of the Islanders. The shots on goal in the third were 11-7 Sharks, so totals for the game. The Sharks with 40 shots on goal, and the Islanders with only 28. Ilya Sorokin, especially early on, but really throughout the game, was outstanding. And how about these numbers? Macklin Celebrini set a Sharks rookie record tonight with 10 shots on goal in the game, and he had assists on both Sharks' goals. He continues to give the Sharks chances, and he continues to really entertain the fans with the way he's playing.
Yeah, he's a dynamic, dynamic player. You know, the way he plays on both sides of the puck, the way he attacks the blue line, the way he attacks seams, he creates so many opportunities and so much space for his teammates. And he's got great vision as well. So, and he showed it here again tonight.
And he's got good battle, too. The Sharks were 48% on the draws as a team, but Macklin Celebrini went 13-9. That's 59%.
Yeah, no, it's again, it's his compete all over the ice in every single area of the game. If it's a face-off, if it's battling in front of the net, if it's back-checking, and again, it's contagious, and that's what makes this team exciting.
It has been an emotional 48 hours or so as five different members of the San Jose Sharks have departed at the trade deadline. But two made their debuts tonight. One of them, Patrick Giles at center ice, and the other one, Vinny Desharnais on defense. How do you think they did?
I thought they did well, other than the toe pick by Desharnais. But no, all joking aside, you know, I thought they played well. They're big bodies, you know, and I thought they played well. Gillies got good on the forecheck, used that big body. It'll be good to see what they can do here in the home stretch.
Very good debuts for both of those young players, Patrick Giles of the Sharks and also Vinny Desharnais, a new member of the San Jose team. So the final score is 4-2 Islanders. San Jose Sharks now drop back to 17 wins, 39 losses, and 9 OTs. They've got 43 points. This is a very important win for the Islanders to try to get back into the playoff conversation. Lou Lamoriello was here, had his first comments to the media just before the game to the Islander group, and he told them he expects the team to make the playoffs, and maybe that's the only reason why he only traded one player in Brock Nelson and not Kyle Palmieri.
Yeah, you know, he's a guy that's been around the league for a long time, and he expects, you know, a high level of skill and a high level of compete. He wants this team to be there, and believe me, Patrick Roy is saying the same thing in that dressing room.
Final score, the Islanders 4 and the San Jose Sharks 2. That is game 1 of the 8-game homestand at SAP Center. And that's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.